Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to the Heavenly Father's Last Call. My name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adir Bay Israel.
And we are considered sons of light, Hebrew Israelites, that minister to our nation, which is the 12 tribes of Israel, that consist of Latino Americans, Native Americans, and Afro Americans. And we do this Blog Talk Radio show every week at 11 a.m. Also, before we go into it, we want to give thanks to our divine heavenly forefather and Messiah and our earthly mother for giving us the wherewithal to do another show like this. So we want to thank all y'all that join us on this show. And we also have a phone number that you can call, which is 845-261-9966. And we'd like to mention some of our ministries that we have. And one of our ministries we have is my brother does a video, Yaquah Ben Israel. He does his video every Tuesday and Wednesday and Friday. He does a blog talk on Wednesday. He also does a blog talk on Friday. Also, my brother Adair does his video on Saturday, which is totally mind-blowing. You're going to learn something if it's for you. And he does his every Saturday evening. And also, we also have a my brother Yaquah has books that he writes, really good books. One's called The Illicit God. The other one is called The Imperial Hebrew Negro. And also, so try to go out and support them books, really good books. And we also have a Fishing for Men that starts on 12 in the afternoon, right after we finish our blog talk, radio show. You can join us, you know, at Pow Talk. So we have several different ministries. And we also have a ministry that we have a food pantry that's named after my mother, the Sandra Johnson Food Pantry. You know, now you can find all these ministries at 12tribesisraelite.com, 12tribesisraelite.com. And I'm going to spell it all lowercase letters. And that's TWELVE tribes, TRIBES, Israelite, Israel, ISRAEL.com, 12tribesisrael.com. So you can find that, all the ministries on the 12tribesisraelites.com. Now, being though all that said, brother, I would like to talk about today. Our topic is, how do we fish for men? How do we fish for men? As light brothers, we got different methods and ways that we can fish for men. Now, today, Messiah has gave us a lot of technology, you see. Now, my brother Yaquah, you know, he posts stuff on YouTube. He, you know, it's many ways, you know, that we can fish for men. You see, we can do it through computers. We can have our own little Bible study. You know, Messiah didn't say we have to have one way. We can have multiple ways of fishing for men. Right. You see, and that's going to be our topic today. How do we effectively fish for men and find our light, brother? So, you know, I always start off with a scripture. And today I want to start off with the scripture at Matthew 4:18-22. Again, Matthew 4:18-22. Now listen what Messiah said. Listen what Matthew said that happened. So it says at Matthew 4:18-22, and Messiah was walking by the Sea of Galilee. He saw two brethren, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their net and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James, son of Zebedee, John, his brother, and in a ship, and Zebedee, their father, mending their net, and he called them, and immediately left the ship and the father and followed them. Okay. Now, the reason that I read that is because we see that Messiah was walking. So that just lets you know, we could be walking down the street. You see what I'm saying? And yet we're fishing for men. We can be talking to people, talking to Israelites. You see, this was just, I'm showing you examples how Messiah did it. And we're going to follow similar in his footsteps. Now, it may be a little different today because things are a little bit more advanced, but it's still the same method. You see, Messiah was walking by the Sea of Galilee, and he seen Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. So Messiah talked to him. Well, Messiah told him, you follow me, because he already knew. So now Messiah, he was more advanced than what we thought, you know, we kind of portray, because he just said, follow me, you know, showing that Messiah had power. And they followed him, you see, and they did follow him. So we do, too, have power through our words. When we speak, Messiah guides our words. I forget that scripture where he said, worry not what to say, because he'll tell us what to say in that time and frame that we're speaking. You see? So that was one example. They were walking down a road, and Messiah was fishing for men, just walking down the road. And that's what Light Brother do, the same exact thing. Maybe a little different, but it's the same method, fishing for men, brother. So that's going to take me into another scripture that I want to read. That's at John 21:1-6. Again, John 21:1-6. And listen what this read at John 21:1-6. Now check this out. It says, after these things, Messiah shews himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. After these things, Messiah shewed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And on the wise shewed he himself. These was together Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael, Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, I go and a fishing. And they said unto them, well, we also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship. Immediately at that night, they caught nothing. But when the morning was to come, Messiah stood on the shore. But the disciples knew not that it was Messiah. Then Messiah said to them, children, have ye any meat? They answered him, no. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and how they were not able to draw it for multitudes of fish. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, let me kind of put this on a way like this happened. So the disciples were fishing. They could not catch no fish. They've been fishing for a while. So they didn't know it was Messiah because they were some distance away. So Messiah asked them, did y'all catch any fish? They said, no, we ain't catch nothing. So Messiah said, well, cast your net to the right. So when they cast their net to the right, they had so much fish they couldn't even contain them. Now, I'm going to show you an example where Light Brothers fish. You see, ways that, when I use this as an example. When Messiah told the disciple to cast a net to the right, okay, now these is the ways we can cast our net and take against a lot of fish. Now, this is going to sound off, but it's not. Now, you know, when the holidays come around, our families gather together, right?
Right.
Now, we know we don't celebrate Thanksgiving and Christmas and all them other things, but there's a lot of family, friends at the gathering.
Right.
So when we go to those, we can go to those gatherings and talk to them about the light.
Right.
You see,
right.
That's exactly. Casting your net to the right, just right. Like Messiah said, cast your net. Because if I'm not saying that you won't catch fish by, you know, being on the computer, on the internet, yeah. But when Messiah, see, it was a different form of method Messiah wanted them to use.
Right.
The same thing applies to us today. That's casting our fishing net to the right. It might be a birthday, a big birthday party,
right.
And all your family and friends are there.
Right.
So now, by you casting your net, you might catch a light brother there.
Right.
You see?
Right.
That's considered casting your net
right.
To the right. See, these are different forms of way light brethren can cast a net and catch another light brother. Because, see, we fishing for men. You know, we're not, you know, like my brother like to say, tickle nobody ears. We're fishing for men. That's our job to do that. So that's what we want to do, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Like cast our nets like, in that type of way.
And like you said, you're exactly right. Scriptures tell you that the harvest of the righteous shall be many. You know what I'm saying? And he is exactly right. You know what I'm saying? And like you said, if you went to a gathering, it's all the intentions of your heart. Like Paul was saying, you know, you don't want to go into no unsavory places. You know what I'm saying? But if you had a family function where your family is at and you attended and your intention is to go there fishing for men, because that's what all everybody doing today in certain groups talking about certain things. You know what I'm saying? And there, people will tell you at a gathering, they'll take with. Don't go over there by Jerome and they talk about the Bible. You know what I'm saying? And he's going over there, I'm drinking my beer. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't for them. You know what I'm saying? But you got someone going to say, man, what you talking about, man? Well, I've heard about that. You know what I'm saying? So like he said, you can fish for men at many different functions and occasions. You know what I'm saying? So he's exactly right. So like the scriptures say, you know, and we at these times right now. I'm going to go back to the sealed portion. Chapter 86 of the story in verse 27. It says, and the love of men shall wax cold, and the iniquity shall abound. So we at that time right now, the love of the Father has waxed cold, and their sins have truly increased. 28, it says, and when the time of the Gentiles has come in, a light or wisdom or knowledge or intelligence shall break forth among them. It's talking about us.
Mm-hmm.
That sit in darkness. See, we will sleep. That is a mystery that was put upon us. You know, to sleep. And it shall be the fullness of the gospel. This is the intelligence and wisdom that the light that broke forth upon us. So now what it's saying is, guess what we're doing? We're fishing for men. That is the light that broke forth the true gospel. You know what I'm saying? It's the fullness of the gospel. So that's why scripture tells us that when the true gospel come out, a lot of people ain't going to be received because it is a hard word. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people can't take that hard word. They don't want to hear that. They want to be, like I said, like the Bible said, they can take the sweet, but they don't want nothing to do with the bitter. Because the true gospel is a hard word. You got to let the world go. And they're like, man, I ain't let the world go. You know, like you said, what do light and darkness have in common?
Nothing.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to read a real quick precept in the Nag Hammadi about the light and the darkness. It says, I'm in the Nag Hammadi on the origin of the world. And it says, I'm on page, what is that? 221. It says, the light will overcome the darkness. See, while we fishing.
the doctors and companies say, it said they don't, the wicked ain't gonna be able to do nothing with y'all, so you keep doing my work. It said the light will overcome the darkness and banish it. The darkness will be like something that was, that never was. And the source of darkness, the Yahweh the Lord, will be dissolved. It say the deficiency will be pulled out by its root. It say, and cast down in the darkness, and the light will withdraw up to its root. That is the gathering and restoration of light, brother. Now, I'm going to show you something, the distinction between Israelites or every man to his order in light, brother. I'm going to go down to, I'm just going to read the whole thing. It says, the glory of the unbegotten will appear and fill the eternal realms when the prophets, see, light, brother, and the writings of rulers, that's talking about the true gospel, are revealed and fulfilled by those who are called perfect. See, light, brother, the prophet, the true prophet. It said, those who have not become perfect in the unbegotten, see, this is talking about those who are not light, brother. Father will receive glory in their realm. See, every man to his order. And the kingdom of immortality. But listen to this, the distinction between light, brother, and the Israelites. But they will never enter the kingdom's realm. Look at that! Look at that. See, that is the distinction. You know, Israel going to get their glory, and they're going to be immortal. But light, brother, we're going to be in the kingdom's realm. We don't need no king. We came by ourselves.
Right.
Yo.
Right, brother.
There you go, brother.
That was good. Yeah, that was good. I just want to piggyback off that a little bit because, see, that's very important. Like, we always constantly looking for our light, brother.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
If we gain Israelites,
right,
that's just as good.
Exactly.
You see,
exactly.
Because they still a part of us.
Right.
And we doing every man to his order.
Right.
And that's the key thing.
Right.
Every man to his order.
Right.
You see, and we going to teach Israel the things that they don't know.
Right.
So if you can gain them,
right,
you know,
right,
job well done.
Right.
Now,
right,
if you gain the light, brother,
right,
super
job.
Yeah,
well, like Messiah said,
right,
when he found that one out of the 99,
that's
he
right
was totally adjusted.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I just want the knowledge. That was good, brother. And I want to acknowledge anybody that's listening to us. If you feel an unction to give us a call and you can recollect what we're saying to you, feel free to call us at 845-261-9966. Now, I want to get back to what we were talking about too, brother. Now, like when we go into gatherings with our families and stuff, it's not going to be easy. I'm going to show you what Messiah said. But it's beneficial to still do it. Now, check this out. And Mark 6:4-6. Now, listen. Now, look what Messiah went to. Now, at Mark 6:4-6, it says, but Messiah said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country, among his own kin,
right,
and in his own house,
right,
and he could there do no mighty work, save that he the Lord his hand upon a few sick folks and healed them, and he marveled because of their unbelief,
mm-hmm,
and he went around about the village teaching. So, in other words, don't feel bad when you go back around your people, because look, Messiah says it's no honor,
mm-hmm,
because you know they're gonna give you the hardest.
Right, right.
You see,
right,
they did it to Messiah.
Fight you the
so
hardest.
If they
right
did it to a green tree, what
right
they gonna do to
yeah
a brown
yeah
tree, as
right
we like to
right
say?
Right, right, right.
So they did it to Messiah,
right,
but you continue to go on because you never know. See, Messiah, he said he marveled, but he went about every village still teaching.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm
see, so he didn't let, and he was healing folks and still doing the same thing, but he received opposition.
Right.
So, like, brothers, don't be scared. Don't be scared. Don't, they're going, of course, that's your family. They're going to take things.
Right.
But don't let that deter you
right
from doing Messiah's work.
Right.
That's the whole point of that one.
Right.
Okay,
right,
brother, that was good. Okay, I got another scripture. I would like to read, and that's at John 2, 1 to 10. Again, that's John 2, 1 to 10. Now, listen what this says in John 2, 1 to 10. It says, and the third day there was a marriage in Canaan of Galilee, and the mother of Messiah was there. And both Messiah was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Messiah said to them, they have no wine. Messiah said unto the woman, where have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come. My mother said unto the servant, whosoever he said unto you, do it. And there were, he set there six water pots of stone and the manner of purifying of Jews containing two or three forkets apiece. Messiah said to them, fill these water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he said unto them, draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bared it. And when the rulers of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, they knew not whence it was. But the servants which drew the water knew. The governor of the feast called the bridegroom and said unto him, every man at the beginning do set from good wine. And when men have well drunk, then that which is worse, but those who kept the good wine until now. Okay, I'm going to break this down. The reason why I'm using this, because it's a lot said in this. I just want to get back to the main part of this, which was, see, Messiah was at a wedding this time. You see, now, he was still ministering by turning the water to wine. Mm-hmm. You see, they ain't never seen nothing like that or hear nothing like that. Mm-hmm. But yet, he was at a wedding, you see. Now, I can go into, you know, save the good wine for last. You know, don't give your good wine first. But my thing is focusing on fishing for men. So by Messiah still turning the water into wine, you see, he was still fishing for men, showing them that even though he was at a wedding, he still was fishing. You know, because now they want to know, well, how did you do that? You see, now Messiah got their attention. Again, fishing for men. Just letting you know, light brothers, we can be at a wedding. We can be at any function, but yet we're still doing the Divine Heavenly Father's work.
Mm-hmm. Now, look. Now, my brother is right. Now, I'm going to tell y'all a mystery about the water and the wine.
Mm-hmm.
Hear what I'm saying? Now, he's exactly right. Messiah was fishing for men, but that was a message unto the chosen children. Now, let me tell you the mystery about the water and the wine. The reason why he really turned the water into wine was telling you this. He was saying, my goodness. This is what he's saying to himself. My goodness. He said, the world is drunken.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to show them by a sign. We was drunken by the doctrine of the world.
Mm-hmm.
That is the mystery of him turning water into wine. The water represents the eternal wisdom and the life. And the wine represented, it was corrupted. You understand what I'm saying? That's why he said, this water, when you drink it, you shall never thirst again. It was polluted. That's what he was trying to show the people. You must turn the wine back into eternal water. That is the message. And that's go back to what my brother said. That's why I said he is right. Fish for the men. To turn the wine back into purified water. You know what I'm saying? So that's what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's a mystery within the mysteries.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go to Matthew 15, and I'm going to read this again. This is another precept, precepting with what he just precepted.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Matthew 11 and 15. He that have ears to hear, let him hear. That was the same thing with the water of the wine. He was saying, he who have ears, let him hear. Let him understand what I'm saying. 16, but whereunto shall I liken this generation? See, he said they drunken by the wine of the world. It is like unto children sitting in the marketplace. See, the desires of the world, they drunk. You know what I'm saying? And calling unto their fellows. You know what I'm saying? His people. And they ain't got nothing. Man, look, Man, like you said about the marriage. Man, I just got me a new wife, man. I got a boo. And I want to be my boo. You know what I'm saying? I just bought some land and a house. See? The desires of the world. Mm-hmm. 17. And saying, we have piped or sang unto you, and ye have not danced. We have mourned unto you, and you have not lamented. So they don't want to do with nothing. We got to say, water in the wine. We must turn the wine back into purified water, the eternal water. Great precept, brother.
I love that. That was good, brother, because it just showed you the purification of our work that we have to do.
Right.
We purifying, brother,
right.
Just like they purify water.
Right.
We purifying our brothers and sisters.
Right.
You know, like you said, brother, turning that wine back to purified water,
right.
Teaching them the light and the
right.
truth
right.
That's purifying
right.
them souls.
Right.
So that was good, brother. That was really
right.
good. And I want to take us, this is going to take us to another scripture. Now, check this out. Now, this here, now, I'm talking about what the brothers mentioned a little earlier. I didn't say anything, but I'm going to talk about it now. See, when Messiah and the disciples, they worked hard. They literally walked,
yes.
took shifts.
Yes.
Now, we don't even have to do that with the technology Messiah has given us. You see, we fish for men. They literally fish for men. Now, I'm going to show you something that occurred to show you how good us, like
right,
brother,
right,
Messiah,
right,
paved
right,
the way. But now
right,
we don't even have to do it
right.
this way.
Let me say this
go
real
ahead.
Fast. Brother, I got to say something about this. You're right, brother. And Messiah, they just said, if your punk self does win a soul over right now, you know what I'm saying? What he said, you come in the wedding, you got your garment, you know what he said? And they were speaking.
They were speaking.
Right. If you can't win no life, I mean no soul right now, you won't need to be with a robe on
right,
right. now. You know what I'm saying? That was a good one, brother.
He's speechless. Right. Now check this out. Mark 6, 30 and 31. Now listen to this. And the apostles gathered themselves together unto Messiah and told him all the things, both what they had done and what they had taught. And he said unto them, come ye yourself apart into a desert place and rest a while, for these were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. Now, here's what I want to, this is my main point while I'm saying this. See, Messiah and them worked so hard, right, that Messiah was tired. He even told the disciples, come on to a desert place, come and get some rest. You know, that they didn't even have appetites to eat because they were tired, because that's how hard Messiah worked the fish for men. So now my whole point is, look what Messiah gives us. He gives us computers. He gives us websites. He gives us easier ways to fish for men. Like my brother Adir and my brother Yaquab do. They do videos. That's fishing for men. Matter of fact, my brother Yaquab even put videos all out in different countries and that we're fishing. See, the technology Messiah gave us is far greater than what he had. He literally worked hard and fished for men and found them. So how much more can we fish for men and find them? You see, and I thought that was tremendous, you see. But to let you know, Messiah, they did it from the muscle. You see, they had it hard, but they did it. You see, same thing with life, brother. You know, again, you know, I digress, and I'm going to read another scripture. That's at Acts 2, 1 to 4. Now listen to this. It says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from the heavens as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, let me tell you why I read that. Because we could be fishing for men, right? And the spirit, the divine earthly mother, Barbelo, gives us, I mean, blesses us, and we just don't know. We could be transformed in that very minute that we're just like these brothers. They start speaking in tongues. You don't know what the divine spirit is going to do. We don't know what the earthly mother is going to do. We don't know what the Virgin of Mike is going to do. She may have, but see, it was a miracle. While we were fishing for men, we can see a miracle just like that. We just don't know. But we know that it's possible. You see, it's possible because it happened to them in Pentecost, you know. They, you know, they were all in one place, you know, and all of a sudden the spirit came upon them. And that's the same thing. It can come upon us when we're doing videos and bless our souls and bless the other light brother's soul by letting them know that this is from the divine earthly mother, from the divine heavenly father, you know. But you just don't know. But when you're fishing for men, these things can happen. Just know it can happen, you know. We don't think about it, but it can happen, you know. That was just another thing that I thought that was interesting, that the spirit came upon them and blessed them, you know. Now, again, you know, I just want to let you know, if anybody can hear us, you can feel free to give us a call. Our number 845-261-9966. Now, I have another interesting stuff. I want to read this from the Keys of Enoch. Now, check this out. The Keys of Enoch, verse 29 and 174. Verse 29, 174. Now, listen to this. Verse 29, verse 74. Now, listen to this. It says, as the master progresses in the world of light, he moves from the ability of having only one embodiment of light on the edge of the local universe to the ability to indwell in nine bodies by being created within the center of the universe. Thus, the master become lords of light and serve equally all nine time cells of consciousness in the local universes of Michael in the galaxy. The highest totality of life possibility is to simultaneously accompany the body vehicles in many nine-time cells. Now, why did I read that to you? I read that to you because, see, when we done fishing for men on this planet, what do you think we're going to do? We're going to different time cells and different worlds and universes, and we're still going to be fishing for men, but we're going to be transformed, and we're going to be in nine different realities. Right. That's why they say nine bodies. Right. Talk about nine different realities. Still fishing for men. Right. You see, that's why we got to get it on this world, on this planet. We got to get it right. So now, when we go to the other worlds and fish for species, Israel, see, we already did it in the flesh. Now we're going to do it in our transformed bodies, our light bodies. We're still going to be fishing for men. Fishing for men never ends for us.
Right.
You see?
Right.
But that's
right.
Why I read that. Because, see, that's taking us into the future right. of what light brothers would still be right. fishing for men.
Right.
You see?
Right.
But in nine different realities.
Right, right, right. And I'm going to pick up on that, and I'm going to put a name on what he just said. I'm going to put a name on what he just said. And the name is also in the Keys of Enoch, the Book of Knowledge, and it's called the Umma. The Umma, what he's saying is this. He's saying the communities of life is saying the dynamic reality of social action based upon a living covenant. So that's the covenant that we made to continue to fish for men, not just in this world, but many other worlds. You know what I'm saying? And that's just what he just said. You know what I'm saying? It's say, with God through his messengers. See, we messengers, the Umma, mean many communities of the messengers. You know what I'm saying? Then it say, but listen to this right here. It say, his messengers. It say, the Quran
I can't say this other word. I don't know what that says. And the Uma equal to the cosmic is a De La Ma, whatever that means. It's a the imitative principle. It's a the covenant between God and Israel is referred to many times in the Quran.
Look at that! Wait a minute now. Hold up now. Did you say the Quran?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look. I did my video yesterday on the Quran.
Mm-hmm.
The man, I'm telling you, these Edomites, man, they have led us astray. You know what I'm saying? That's why the video was so long yesterday. And I'm going to tell you, the archives, they try to mess that video up. Well, I'm telling you, it had all kinds of sounds in the background. Because they want the Shekinah to bring out information about the Quran.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Well, look, we got the keys of Enoch saying that what is it? It's the covenant between God and Israel is referred to many times in the Quran. Look at that. So, all I'm saying is, man, don't be deceived by these Edomites who done, like I said, the slave trade was in the Silk Road. Mm-hmm. The slave trade was on the Arab slave trade, and the slave trade was on the latter slave trade. So all our people was duped, and they took our records of every last one of them all over the world. You know what I'm saying? So here's my brother again.
You're right, brother. See, that slave trade, you see, that's how we became, you know, the scripture said this is why all the tribes had us.
Right.
You see, and they stole, all the tribes stole our records. That's why the divine heavenly father said all of them are your enemies.
Right.
You see, because the divine heavenly father seen that they stole our records and they enslaved us and they tried to change our records.
Right.
You see?
Well, they did change
it. Yeah, they did change it to confuse us.
Right.
So that was a good point there, brother. But check this out. I wanna show you something else in the keys of Enoch. Now listen to this. Now this show you what I was just talking about, us. This never stopped for us. Now if you go to the keys of Enoch, verse 26 and 27. Now listen to what this reads. And it says, and it came. And it says, and it will come to pass that when the Lords of Light connect this living world with the next order of evolution, the body of man will go through a pyramid of flesh and crystal and be transfigured into the next star pyramid of light, eventually going beyond numerous galactic divisions. For all things are connected with the Father Cosmic Pyramid, which integrates all central controls, all administration networks beyond all microisms. The key then tells us that the Heavenly Forefathers' plan has no end. It is the life of light in the house of many mansions in Paradise Sun's universe, and the ultimate life of the light in many fathers' universes. See, this is why I'm saying, after we done this physical, as it tell you, see, we're going to, it tell you, the key said, we're going to connect with the Lord of Light out of this world. You see, we're going into a higher evolution. We're leaving the body. Light Brothers is going to leave this body, and we're going to connect with our Christ bodies and go to other worlds and planets and still be ministering. You see, it tells you the light evolution going beyond numerous galactic divisions.
Right. Like you said, the Uma.
The Uma.
Right.
Exactly. We're going past different galaxies and worlds and universes.
Right.
And see, the key tell us God's plan, the divine heavenly forefather plan, has no end.
Exactly.
It has no end because the divine heavenly forefather is constantly creating new universes, new galaxies. He constantly creates. So we are constantly going and fishing still for whatever species you want to call it, men, species,
Israel,
right.
We will be still fishing
right.
beyond this reality.
Right.
So that's why I say it don't stop. This is just the preparation
right.
for us to start fishing
right.
in other galaxies
right.
and worlds
right.
and universes.
Right.
You
right.
see, preparation.
Right. Now, I'm going to add something to what he just said, and that was a very fantastic point because he's right. Now, we agreed to be separated. Now, see, a lot of us don't even know this. We agreed. Our contract, we agreed to be separated from it. See, we think that all this stuff happened by mistake. But like my brother Adolf said, man, we just remember what we forgot. You know what I'm saying? We agreed to be separated from the eternal Heavenly Father, eternal Virgin Light. That's why I told you, Sophia, it wasn't by mistake that she fell. You know what I'm saying? We agreed to be separated. This is one of the most important experiments that was ever done from the upper eons. You know what I'm saying? But it goes back to what Adolf just said. The Ummah. The light community, not just on this world, but other worlds. A light community that's a covenant that was already made. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, the Quran, the Bible, the Book of Mormon, and other books, the so-called Hindu books, the Veda texts, man, all that stuff is our stuff.
Yep.
And we scared as hell to read.
Right.
Scared in the mob. You know what I'm saying? But the Shekinah is bringing this, like Rodolphe just said, not just that, but he said, our wisdom not is increasing. In these last days, far beyond the when we first believed. You know what I'm saying?
You see, brother, I want to piggyback a little bit off what you were saying. You see, brother, that's why we've been incarnating from different worlds constantly.
Right.
Constantly. Because we've been doing what we're doing now,
right.
we was doing already
right.
in different
right.
galaxies,
right.
different
right.
worlds,
right.
and we continue. But now, we just under the last incarnation.
Right.
Because this time, we're going to be fully transformed
right, right.
back to our light bodies,
right.
back to being gods.
Right, right.
What Messiah already told us we're going to be gods. They're going to call us Father because as far as this mission, we're done.
Right.
We graduated, Yom Or. Now we're going on to even more
exactly.
bigger things.
Exactly.
You see, exploring universes that we have never even
right.
thought about.
Right.
That the
right.
no. telling what the Divine Heavenly Father
right.
has out there. But guess what? Guess who's going to be out there? You, me, and other like others. We're going to be out
right.
there doing
right.
this work.
Right, right. And look, just like he's saying, Enoch and all the other patriarchs, they don't build many worlds
right.
doing this work. You know, the Book of Mormon, Metatron. Yeah, Metatron, he said, I'm going to redeem my people from the flesh. He said, but I got children of Israel on many worlds. You know what I'm saying? In the sealed portion did the same thing. I got people on many worlds.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So like my brother just said, this time we're not going to be unconnected or divorced from the All Mind.
Right.
We're going to be connected back to the All Mind, but be on other worlds, knowing what's going on in each individual world without distraction or disruption,
right.
and be still connected to the All Mind. And do the fishing for me.
Right. You see, and it takes us right back to what my brother's video told you. See, Messiah didn't come back to teach the crucifixion,
right.
but he came back to teach the ascension,
right.
the ascension of leaving the body
right.
and going and going to other universes, galaxies, and worlds. You see,
right.
that's what it all boiled down to, taking on, evolving into the higher evolution, and that's our higher evolution, knowing first who we are so that we can ascend, you see, and become ascended masters.
Now look, real fast. Now look, the reason why we keep saying, me and Madolf keep saying other books is this, because Metatron is the god of this world and universe, so he gives the doctrine, no matter who put their face on it, it's our doctrine anyway, but all of it is our doctrine, Metatron.
Right, brother, and that's going to conclude our show for the day. I want to thank all y'all that joined us, and we want to again thank the Divine Heavenly Forefather, Messiah, and the Earthly Mother for giving us this privilege to do this. And if it's the Lord's will, we'll be back next Sunday to do it again at 11 a.m. So this is going to conclude our show for the day. My name is Rodolphe Bay Israel.
And I'm Adair Bay Israel. And like I said, come join us in the upper room on Facebook, or go join us on our 12tribesofisrael.com, all lowercase letters. This word is, it resonates with you, come join us.
Right. And you can catch us at 12 Tribes Israel or on Pow Talk on Sundays at 12 p.m. So we want to thank you. Peace be unto you. Shalom.
Shalom.
That was a good one.
Yeah.